to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
Is the lighter side or the dark side?
Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side.
Better, you know it's going to be a good one when better. Ginger Lynn is already waving her pussy at me.
Ginger Lynn is waving her pussy at...
We haven't even gotten started.
Yes, at Josie Cat. Josie, do you want to say hello to the dark minions since we're starting late?
Hello, dark minions, and fuck you guys who are fucking with me once again.
Anyway, so that's not the way she usually says it. Say it the way you usually say it. Ginger Lynn's here.
Hello, dark minions.
Yes, Ginger Lynn... Superstar.
Fucking hot, sexy girl next to me, Josie.
I promise you.
Oh, I don't mind at all.
Who's
going to say no to being groped by Ginger Lynn?
I guess we're going to get right into it because when I was on...
I don't closer.
When I was on Ginger's show... When I was on Ginger's show, I talked about how much I wanted to fuck you. Remember that?
You did.
You see why.
Yeah, I want to fuck her as much as you do. Okay?
Well, we'll see what happens in the show.
We got
45 minutes to figure this out. Now, before we get started.
Go ahead, ask your question.
Okay, well, I might as well do the sponsor. The sponsor today is audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/darkmartshow.
Hold on,
I was going to get a picture of that, but go to audibletrial.com/darkmartshow.
Just go to
darkmartshow.com and you can get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial to audible.com. A lot of people have checked out the audible.com through our website. Not a lot of people have actually got the membership. I think I know why. They think it's boring. It's just a bunch of books. It's not boring. They've got comedy albums by George Carlin.
Oh, I love
George Carlin, Louis C.K., Kevin Hart. They've got old radio plays featuring Bela Lugosi. And the book I picked out for Ginger Lynn today, because they've got a lot of naughty books. They actually have your interview with Opie and Anthony on audible.com.
They were the biggest fucking assholes
really?
Ever.
Don't get that one.
Not as fun as us. Huh?
Sorry, go ahead.
Don't get that one. But get this one.
No, they were dicks.
Talentless
assholes.
So don't buy their audio.
And would you like me to be honest, or would you want me to tell you bullshit?
Let me talk about Anthony in just a moment.
Okay.
But go to audible.com and get Gotta Have It, 69 Stories of Sudden Sex. Now that's something you can listen to in your car by Rachel Kramer Bussell, or the book I always pick out for Kat, Picking Up an Extra Cock for Kat, A Wife Double Team Sex Erotica Story by D.P. Backus. Go to audible.com. You get all sorts of naughty books like that. audibletrial.com/darkmartshow or darkmartshow.com. I apologize we started late, but I can see it's going to be a great show.
I had to clean up puke from Hell's Bell.
Well, I didn't want to say it on the air, but thanks. Thanks for doing that. Hell's Bell's in the other room, and she's doing well. She's okay. She's got some water.
She's doing better.
I didn't kill her.
She's doing better. But before she said anything, she said, Ginger Lynn is so sweet. She's so nice.
No.
And you are.
She's a sweetheart.
Well, here's the thing. Now, Ginger Lynn is here. If you have been living under a rock, Ginger Lynn is a legendary porn star, also mainstream actress. Josie, I have masturbated Ginger Lynn so many times, I've never seen one of her porno movies.
Really? Never?
Really? Never.
Josie,
never.
Have you?
Oh, yeah. I watched it with John Holmes.
Okay. So
was he the biggest?
Josie,
was he really the biggest?
He was from my wrist to my elbow. He was
really?
This big. That big. He was.
And you're a young man.
I was 20 years old, 21.
Wow.
Josie, if you want to know about big dicks,
so
I could have shown
biggest?
You personally.
Curious. Dark Mark. Got something going on for you over here,
huh?
Chelsea.
Well, you're not even paying attention to me. You're talking John Holmes with that.
Yeah.
I said, if you were curious about big dicks, I could
just want to know.
If you want to know about big dicks, I could have shown you personally. But what other John Holmes questions do you have?
I know a lot of assholes.
Right. What other John Holmes questions do you have?
Usually, guys with the bigger the dick, the bigger the asshole. And I'll tell you why. Because guys with big dicks think that they don't have to do anything. They just strut. They do their thing. They fuck you. They're the worst fucks ever because they have a big dick and they don't know how to have sex.
Well, you know what? You were telling me on the phone, because when we first chatted, when you got here to Skid Row Studios, we had a great chat on the phone. You told me there was small dick porn back in the 80s?
What do they call that? Yeah,
there's people that fetish small dicks?
Yeah.
There's a whole...
If you have a small dick fetish and you're a hot girl, go to darkmarkshow at gmail.com. I might be able to work something out. So did they have small dick porn?
For everything.
There's
small dicks?
Yes. And it's all about humiliation and giving the guy a hard time. And they're usually like a mushroom. They're not. There's like a set of
button dicks.
And then By the way, I brought my fuzzy cuffs.
Oh no. The fuzzy cuffs are in the studio.
Speaking of humiliation, I'm sorry. I didn't see your glasses there. I'm so sorry.
What do you have in mind with these fuzzy cuffs?
Cat of nine tails.
Cat of nine tails. Okay. All right.
So,
Dark Mark. I think you're assuming that I'm a bad girl.
What's happened to these things?
Oh, I don't know what happened.
They didn't land in the puke today.
Hell's maybe.
Oh, no.
Anyway.
It's like a dirty animal. It's like a homeless animal.
Okay, give them back. Throw them back.
They're really crusty.
Okay, I'll get some new fuzzy cuffs. Throw them back. I don't know what that is. Go ahead, throw them back.
I don't want to throw them over camera gear. I'll just set them right there.
Okay, anyway, so Ginger Lynn is here. Ginger Lynn, if you haven't been, she's not only has done adult movies. I apparently am more familiar with her non-porno movies than anybody else alive.
Well, apparently not. You bring up crusty cuffs.
Hold on.
Crusty cuffs. That's the next band I'm forming.
Right. And we know why. So Ginger Lynn has, by the way, Josie came from the dentist. So she's novocained out.
We didn't do anything. He just checked and he said, you're good for another 6 months.
Oh, there good.
Yeah.
I was going to say, your dentist only works on Thursday nights.
That was the happiest dentist moment I've ever had.
And those are never, ever, they're rarely good moments.
Right.
But when they tell you you're good, go home, you're like, yes.
He scraped my boobie once. I started yelling at him.
It's hard to miss.
I get on the gas. My dentist is gay as gay can be. I mean, like, I ran into him in an elevator with Doogie Howser.
Was there a love connection?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. And it was one of those very, very
awkward moments.
Awkward moments. I'm like, did I walk in on something?
Your dentist is a star fucker.
Nice to see you. Right. Yeah.
Should have had a camera. Produce some gay porn.
You know what? I've seen them both. I would not want to see either one of them doing each other. No. No.
Doogie Howser blackmail.
Yeah, that would have been
Hey,
bad.
I want a part on How I Met Your Mother. Let's get it done.
All right. Go ahead.
You blackmail Doogie Howser blowing your dentist to get on How I Met Your Mother.
No, I was not How I Met Your Mother. I was on... No,
forget that. No. I've got your filmography right here, but I'm more interested. There's a couple things I'm interested in, and we're going to reenact your...
You actually brought notes.
No. Would you like to know who Ginger Lynn has dated? Because I know you've dated some celebrities, haven't you, Josie?
I don't even know who I've dated.
No.
Let's see if your list is correct.
Okay. Billy Idol.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait.
You dated Billy Idol.
You have to say yes or no.
Did she date Billy Idol?
I'm going to guess yes.
Yes. Ding, 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 ding.
When you say date, how long did that?
First off,
how was he? How big's his dick? And how long did it last?
He was wonderful. He was kinky. He was twisted. He was fucked up.
Billy Idol, no.
I know. My high heels up his ass.
That kind of guy.
Whoa. You stuck high heels up Billy Idol's ass?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I didn't know he was that kinky.
I stick a high heel up his ass.
Yeah, it was...
I'm surprised you never fucked Billy Idol.
I was freaked the fuck out, but turned on at the same time. And I remember the shoes. They were kind of a satin finished with flowers embroidered on the shoe. And they had this white high heel with red and green and all these intricate details. And I was like... Do I really want to mess up my shoe?
I was like, hey, love, why don't you stick your high heel up me bum? That kind of happened?
It was hot. He was hot. He and Charlie got in a fight over who I would keep dead. Not a fight, but Charlie Sheen confronted Billy Idol.
Oh, really?
And said, you know, I met Ginger. I really like her. Could you please back the fuck off? And Billy.
Who do you think would win in a fight for between Charlie and Billy? I think Charlie.
I think Billy. Go with the punk
today,
rocker.
Or
not no, the Beverly Hills back kid. When it happened in the 90s.
25 years ago?
Yeah.
I would have bet Billy on Charlie. No. Yeah. No. Billy was just, he's that, you know, the guys that don't eat, they don't sleep, right. they're the rock and roll guys.
Right.
Billy was the rock and roll guy. Back then, right. Charlie was, he had a trainer that came over every morning at 6 a.m. We worked our asses off.
Okay.
And so I would have bet on Charlie back then. Today, right. Billy fucking Idol by just.
He works out. I saw him in concert.
Oh my God.
He looks eerily the same.
He looks better than ever.
Right. Okay, No, that's Billy Idol. We did, George Clooney.
No.
You dated George Clooney?
No. Did I?
Yes.
I know, I didn't.
If you get it wrong, I get to touch your nipple. Did I?
I guess you didn't.
Did not?
Did not.
Okay, she's touching
going
the nipple.
Going in.
How was George Clooney? How long did you date?
It was about six. You have really, really nice tits. Amazing.
So how big was his dick? How big was his dick? And
I'm distracted right now.
Could you do that again, please?
I'm trying to pay attention. What are we talking about?
Him, I don't know.
George Clooney, how long did you date him? How big was his dick?
They were grabbed last week, too.
Josie juggled naked last week.
You want me to think and play with her nipples the same time.
All right. We're going to go down the list because there's some surprising names. We know about Charlie.
George Clooney, yes, 6 months, very nice dick.
Okay.
But a pig that ate everything in my purse, including my purse.
Really? I don't even know what that means.
He had a pet pig.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were around him with
I thought he was like. I thought he was like really orally fixated.
No, he had a pig that ate my shit.
Okay. So we know about Charlie Sheen, and we'll talk about that a little bit later.
All right.
Okay. Those guys are like, okay, Billy Idol, George Clooney, Charlie Sheen.
It's like the dating game.
Hot guys. Now here's some surprising guys I didn't know about. Lou Diamond Phillips? La Bamba?
I didn't date him.
Okay. Did you fuck him?
Yes.
Why?
Why is that? Where is this list from?
Is Lou Diamond Phillips hot?
Oh, my God.
This is from Who's Dated Who?
Okay. Let me defend myself here.
Josie, is Lou Diamond Phillips hot?
No. But it was his wife came out as being gay.
Right.
And she was leaving him, and it was a sad story.
You were the rebound?
I was the rebound.
She left her for Melissa Etheridge?
Yeah.
And he got you, and she got Melissa Etheridge?
Yes.
I think he got the better end of that deal. Okay.
Oh, my God. Where is this from?
This is from Who's Dating
no
Who.
No one knows this.
Who's Dating
no
Who?
No one knows this.
People know it because Who's Dating Who?
He's good at
Doug
research.
Stanhope. I did a lot of research. Josie, how much research do you think I did? A
every
lot
show.
Of research. I watched Wild Man so many times. Doug Stanhope, the comedian.
No, but his girlfriend, yes.
You fucked his girlfriend.
I fucked his girlfriend.
The bald chick.
Yes.
Because it says you fucked him, not her.
No, okay. I didn't. I've never fucked
Doug Stanhope.
No.
But he's funny.
He's a fucking asshole. He's a dick.
But he's funny.
He's not. He's a loser. I hate him.
Say your word.
Right. I love his girlfriend. I hate him.
Okay.
I will never ever.
Christian Slater?
He's not.
You're so Where rock and roll. I love
did
it.
Did you fuck Christian Slater?
List from.
Did you fuck Christian Slater?
Yes.
What? Christian Slater?
She fucked a lot of people. And she Christian was in the Slater industry hot, doing it.
He was. Okay, what I. Oh.
Well, he's doing the Jack Nicholson shit.
I have never heard this list ever.
It's on Who's Dating Who on the internet.
Oh my God, this is fucked up.
Okay.
No,
and he's doing the Jack Nicholson. Hi, I'm Christian Slater.
Never dated Christian Slater. I did tie him to a bedpost with my belt from my waist.
Oh, so he's into that.
Well, no, but he was that night because that's what he got.
Mm.
Take it or leave it.
Mm. So small dick, I'm thinking.
No, very nice.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay, this is the last name, and there's no defense for this one.
I'm so glad this is not me.
There's no defense for this one.
God, this sucks big time.
This is like my boyfriend
is standing right there.
We have a drum roll.
You think? No way.
Corey fucking Feldman?
No.
So let's talk about your new show.
You never dated Corey Feldman.
No, we were friends for a long, long time. Right. I never fucked him,
okay.
ever.
Okay.
No.
So let's talk about your new show.
Thank you.
I was gonna read some of the porn titles.
My new show.
All her fans know.
Sex star MILFs.
What?
Sex star MILFs.
Not it.
Two.
That's a. I don't count scenes as movies.
Oh, so they're reusing scenes.
They're reusing. Yeah, I did films from from December 9th.
I want to come inside your mom. 23.
Didn't do it.
What about White Mamas?
Nope.
Okay. Blacks on Cougars. Okay. Mother Suckers too. See, these are the new ones. The old ones have the good titles. Let me get to the old ones, because the old ones have really good titles. Hold on. Okay. Beverly Hills Cox.
Huh? Yes.
You were in Beverly Hills Cox.
I am Susie Cox.
And you auditioned for Beverly Hills Cop 2.
And
the director, the late Tony Scott.
Tony Scott.
Was an asshole.
You know what?
I don't want to speak ill of the dead, but he's an asshole to you, right?
He asked me when I walked in. Well, first of all, I walked into the audition. Suze Randall, who shot me for Penthouse, had set this up. And I walked in. It's Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Right.
And I'm going, oh my God, this is...
this is right when you were going into mainstream movies, right?
Fucking cool.
Yeah.
And I walk in and the girl says to me, she goes, are you wearing underwear? And I'm wearing a white dress.
She's definitely not wearing underwear.
And I bet neither are you. Josie, are you wearing underwear? You never do.
I'm not wearing underwear.
No. I'm the only one in the studio wearing underwear, folks. Boxers.
Every week he has to bust my chops for not wearing underwear. I usually
you never wear underwear. Your crack's always in my face.
Why is that a problem?
I didn't say it was a problem. Nobody has to wear underwear.
I usually don't.
Why are you? Why, I'll take it off right now.
Let's see.
All right. we'll clear this up because she was talking about your show. I was on your show 2 weeks ago. Did Nina Harley give me a hand job or not?
Harley did give you a hand job. Nina Harley.
Did you hear me hearing this, Josie?
So fucking awesome. Nina just went in.
Oh, it's true?
Wait, yes.
Nuh-uh.
That's true.
Yes, totally true.
It's
absolutely
true.
Dead true. Really
okay,
happened.
also.
Amazing.
Also, you smelled my crotch.
I did.
And you said it smelled refreshing and manly.
He was so happy about that.
Well, you know what? Smell my wrist or my neck right now.
Okay.
Tell me what I smell like.
All right, hold on.
There we go.
Ginger's coming over. I got to smell this. Hold on. I'm smelling Ginger Lynn right now.
Oh, he's so happy.
Wait, there's two.
He's in a spell.
Okay, now whose cock was on your neck?
No,
you smell very nice.
No, that's it's a new thing I don't remember the name
of it.
This
is scented oil?
It's pheromones, and they mix with your own natural.
What do you
pheromones?
Need pheromones for, Ginger Lynn?
She has plenty of pheromones.
I know she does.
She was waving her dress at me.
Smell
no
me.
No panty.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
so is that one of your sponsors, the pheromones?
No.
Okay.
I just really like what they have.
Well, I'll tell you, you turned me on before, right? You did not need the hair pheromones.
Well, she's a sexy girl. I'm
just... Please, all I would have to do is...
But I'm sitting here with my pussy in your face.
All I would have to do...
Okay.
What's Dance Fever?
Oh, my God. I'm, like, the worst dancer, worst singer ever.
Hold that pose. So what is Dance Fever? Dance Fever was a porno movie you did. Josie, get back in that position, will you? Please. There we go. What was Dance Fever? Was that was a porno where everybody was like disco? What was that?
I don't know. I don't count that. Anything that's a compilation, anything that they've taken old scenes and made into something new.
Do you remember Between the Cheeks?
Who wouldn't? Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yes. That was Dicks in My Ass.
The Poonies.
That would be a takeoff of the,
Goonies.
The Goonies.
Yeah.
And I do know Corey Feldman. I did meet him after I did the film. And I have three of the coins from the original movie, The Poonies.
Right. I know people know Corey Feldman. I hear he's cool.
You know what? Yeah.
Josie, what do you know about Corey Feldman?
I don't know anything about him.
You've never met him?
I've seen him around at clubs.
Yeah. How about Lust in the Fast Lane?
Tracy Lords, I hope her tits rot.
I was going to get to this. There's a beef between you and Tracy Lords. What's the beef? What don't you like about Tracy Lords?
I've never met
the woman. Okay, she's a cunt. Why is she a cunt?
I spent 4 months and 17 days in federal prison because of her.
Because she was underage?
Ooh.
Because she was allegedly underage and she
gave... Oh, you think that's a lie?
I watched part of your E! Hollywood story and I remember that...
I hate her.
You talked about this.
There are two people on my list that I fucking hate.
Ron Jeremy's the other one.
No.
No? Okay.
No. I don't. I despise him. I don't hate him.
Right. Well, at least he's improving. And by the way, they have the list. We'll get back to Tracy Lords in a second. They have the list of the top 50 porno actresses or adult movie actors and actresses. You're number seven. I thought you would be top five.
Number seven.
Ron Jeremy was number one. Which, I mean, he has a high profile. Okay, Tracy Lords number two, maybe.
Well, he's had some mainstream movies that got him out there.
Besides John Holmes, who's bigger than you?
Well, I hope that other pussies are bigger than mine.
No, but you're...
She's got her finger between her legs. You should see what's going on over here.
I've got a tiny little pussy. Everyone's bigger than me.
So before the trial, did you and Tracy Lords get along? Or,
no.
I mean, you fucked her.
I never liked the bitch.
Really?
No, I have nothing nice to say.
Was that because you were rivals? You were number one and two.
No, she was just a cunt.
Right.
From day one.
But regardless, you can't deny the fact that at that time, you two were the biggest.
Have you ever watched Shark Week?
Have I ever watched Shark Week?
Sharknado 2 is coming out.
I've actually been busy watching your movies and researching thoroughly and
Shark
pictures.
Shark Week is amazing. It's the best week ever. It's a week long of people getting eaten by sharks. Tracy Lords looks like a shark to me. Her eyes are dead. There's nothing going on. There's nobody home. It's just kill, eat.
Was that then or now?
Kill, eat, fuck.
So she's a manipulative cunt. I can't even say it. She's a manipulative cunt. You're a pussy staring me in the face. I can't talk.
I hate her.
She's manipulative and she's a cunt. Now,
let's not give her any more airtime.
Other than that, I love her.
Right. But wait, you're staring right at her vagina, Kelsey. How's the shaving job? Because I've seen old pictures of you.
She's shaved.
She's shaved, okay. So I've seen old pictures of you.
She's semi-shaved. She's trimmed.
And her mustache?
No, she's trimmed.
Because you got to see Josie. It's like fucking Superfly down there. But that's trimmed, right?
Yeah, you've never seen me. What are you talking about?
I'm making a joke, Josie, please.
I'm going to pee.
No, don't pee yet.
Don't pee on me.
Please.
I thought I cleaned up puke.
Now she's saying she's going to pee.
I'm going to peek
at her pussy.
Oh.
Look at Josie,
will you show Ginger Lynn your pussy? Under the table.
I'm just going to pull your pants out.
It's a gynecological. Just pull the pants down a little bit. Do you want me to turn my back? Is that what has to happen?
Come on, Josie.
Oh, now I'm getting peer pressure again.
It's Ginger Lynn. She's the coolest.
I showed you mine.
But you do that for a living. I just rock out.
Rock out with that pussy out. Come on.
Peek at your pussy.
She just wants a peek. She saw mine.
Okay, she did.
I told you it's like a fucking rainforest down there, huh?
No, she saw my 13 tattoo.
God,
A 13 tattoo. It's been photographed.
You can
see it.
I've researched it.
You have a copy of my book.
It's
a nice pussy.
It's
smooth.
It's shaven. It's
the lips.
Edible.
The lips are where they're supposed to be.
It's enticing.
Right.
The lettuce
is all in the taco.
Everything is right where it's supposed to be.
Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
Could you say the same thing about Ginger?
Yeah, I've been looking at it all night.
It's nice, huh?
I said that first thing. I said, you know, it's a great show, and the show hasn't even started.
I have to ask you this question.
Cool.
This is a non-porn question.
Yes.
And actually, Miss Lords might actually factor into this.
Let me just tell you before you ask me this question, I will punch you. I will fucking hit you.
No.
I have no problem with that.
This is what I hit him in the face with the ball last time. I will hurt you. I love the movie.
Go ahead.
I love the movie Casino.
You love what?
The movie Casino.
Casino, yes.
Right. They say that you auditioned for Casino and impressed Martin Scorsese and Robert De Niro, that you were right down the line with Sharon Stone and lost out, and they named the character after you because the character's name is Ginger.
And everything is correct and true. Yes, it was the biggest role that I was up for in my life.
Fucked up.
So far. 3 months.
And it was down to me, and they didn't tell me who. I'm going, okay. And I kept going back, and I had screen test after screen test, and I met with all these great directors and actors and just
And you met with Scorsese people. And you met with De Niro.
Yes.
You acted with De Niro in a screen test.
I did a screen test with fucking De Niro.
And how was that?
I did. He was kind of boring.
Yeah.
Not like us. I think he'd done a lot of them and was bored with the whole thing. The whole thing.
Come in here. We'll do a screen.
No big deal.
And Scorsese's all coked out.
Amazing.
Did you do this when you were already known as adults?
Yes, I did this.
But they knew who you were.
They knew exactly who I was.
Okay, teacher, let me tell you the sequence. This is how the sequence. You can talk to the name. This is what you can do. And okay, so you go, okay, action, right? Something like that?
No, it was sitting on a sofa and Scorsese was telling me what to say, what he wanted the character to be, how he wanted me to play it, and I was petrified.
Right.
I was petrified.
I can imagine. I understand.
And I was probably awful. So robotic, so because I'd already had all my, I did not expect a screen test with anybody that famous. I'd already been through all the screen tests.
It's like, okay, Corey Feldman's going to audition with you, that kind of thing.
Okay. So then they ended up changing the character's name to Ginger.
Right.
Sharon Stone got the role. But I remember my dad. My favorite thing was he sent me this little card. It was a cat holding onto a branch on a tree.
Oh, hang on, and baby.
It was a hand. Yes, because it was three months of waiting.
Like the Farrah Fawcett. Right.
And it was down to me. They didn't tell me it was Sharon Stone. It was me and one other person. And it was just one of the things that you wait for. What I will say is that go to gingerlitauctions.com. Follow me there.
Right.
And watch me here on SkidRowStudios.com. Listen to me on iTunes. And I've got something huge coming up.
Uh-oh.
Something really, 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 really,
really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really,
really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really, really,
That's it. Yeah.
Oh,
you blew the whole secret.
Damn it!
I had it.
I'm not going to even mention her again. So I had a question about that, and because if anybody's seen you do in the Metallica video, Turn the Page.
Yes.
You can legitimately act. There's no question about it. Have you seen that video?
No, but I saw you hashtag it. So right. I just copied it like I usually do. And I was thinking Metallica. That has something to do with Metallica.
And she's so good. Mm-hmm. And the story is so compelling.
Thank you. Has nothing
to do with the song. No. The song is about a bunch of rockers. Hey, I'm going to another town. Everybody thinks I'm a faggot and all this stuff. It's about you. You're a stripper and a prostitute in the film.
And a mother.
You have a daughter. You're going from town to town in hotels.
I play a woman of the night. I'm a stripper. I'm a hooker. I'm a mother. I'm a lover. I'm all of these different things. It's a victim, but I keep my kid with me. I take care of my kid.
Right.
So I got a lot of flack from women's groups. Hmm. A lot because. The video is about a woman who is turning the page. She's changing her life, going from this to that. And they had asked me to do this film, to do the Metallica video for months and months. And I kept saying, no, I don't want to be the B-movie bimbo. I don't want to be the sex girl. And you're taking a Bob Seger song and bastardizing it. I'm going,
here I am. Yeah. On the road again.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. And then I met the director, and when he told me his story, he was a director, Jonas Åkerlund. He was
on
my show.
So
do you regret it now?
No, it was brilliant. What he did was he told me his story and how he started wanting, he was a a director of circuses, like Cirque du Soleil. Easy for me to say.
Well, you caught a glimpse of Josie's pussy. I understand why you're flustered.
My pussy's open. I'm thinking about Josie's pussy. Josie.
All right.
Squeezing
it. But did you get acting offers after that? Because, I mean, there's no question it was a powerful performance.
Thank you so much for that. And no, it didn't really make any big change in my career.
Because you went back to porn after that. Pretty shortly after, right?
Very, very shortly after, yes.
I can look up the timeline, but I don't think I have the time. I was telling you that the thing that I masturbated to the most of yours. The thing that I masturbated to the most of yours.
That's what all have been waiting
for. Is the movie Wild Man, which was your first non-pornographic movie.
It was my very first non-pornographic movie.
But it was directed by a porn director.
It was directed by Freddie Lincoln.
More open-minded.
Wild Man is like, it's like a porn movie without the porn. Like, the acting's horrible, except for you.
And no, I was horrible. The girl in the cage at the casino?
Right.
That's my sister.
Oh, okay. Is she single?
She's dead.
Oh.
Yeah, she's single.
Well, you know, I'm the goth comedian. That doesn't stop me.
I don't think that's going to make a big difference.
Josie, we're going to do a reenactment of Wild Man right now, okay?
Oh, God,
this is
no.
the opening scene. The opening
no,
scene.
No, you two are, right?
First off,
am I involved in this?
This dude's supposed to be like a James Bond kind of guy. Mm-hmm. But he looks like he's the biggest dork.
He's the biggest dork in the entire world.
He looks like a douche, okay? So he walks up the stairs.
Spray painted the back of his head.
Right.
Covering the bald spot.
Right. So they
I did that with my roots.
I watched him do it.
And the stuff is bubble. It's not cheap.
So this guy walks up the stairs. So this guy walks into. It's on YouTube now. That's how I know this good.
No.
They plaster federal building across this thing. So he's walking in the federal building. He walks by these two chicks, and these two chicks start giggling because this dork that spray paints his hair walked by. He goes to the office. You're the secretary, and I fed you the line. You want the line again?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have an appointment? Okay. So I'm going to walk in. And you're, let's look at me. And action.
Do you have an appointment?
With you or with him? And then you start giggling.
Runs away.
Wait, no. And even better is the post-coital scene. Where I'm like, he's like, hey, baby. You
still remember it, huh?
No, it was on YouTube. I watched it last night. Hey, baby, you slept really good last night. And you say, I always sleep good after a couple of orgasms. And then he's like, I'm happy to oblige. It's so bad. But you show your tits, so it's jerk offable.
And then your top just falls off.
No. He fucks her in the movie.
That happens to me all the time.
No, here's a sexy. Hold on, I'm gonna show you the sexy. Hold on 1 second.
Everyone in town has seen my tits.
Here's a sexy. He's behind her like this. And you're like writhing in ecstasy. Yeah. So he's like, your boyfriend's here, so I'm gonna pretend, but he's like,
he wants an excuse to put his arms around you.
And then you still, your head starts going back and you're moaning.
Oh, jeez.
And he's like, here.
How fucking long am I gonna do
this? No, and then he's just sitting there. No, she got a picture. Okay.
You look really creepy, Mark.
My 15-year-old wet dream came true. I did reenacted the Wild Man sex scene with Ginger Lynn. Now, Ginger, we've got about 5 minutes to go.
Yes.
Now, you and Josie, come on. You got to do something nasty. You got to do something naughty.
Okay, hold on.
Our picture came out blurry.
Do you have the keys to my thing?
What thing?
Not the fuzzy cuffs.
No.
Oh, yeah, those are
okay. Okay, so wait a second, Josie. I think we're gonna take some sex toys, but
nothing but Saran wrap.
Saran wrap. Okay. Oh, okay.
She's gonna put her leg around me.
Hey, I think we're gonna get some Saran wrap.
Can we unlock the cabinet? I just want.
By the way, when Ginger started here, she has this whole chest of sex toys for her show, and she uses it. Tell us about your show, Blame It on Ginger. While we're getting that,
Blame It on Ginger.
And by the way, this tie is courtesy of Shane of the Dead. Do you like that?
You were saying something
else. I love your tie.
Shane of the Dead, Shane of the Dead. Go ahead. Tell us about Blame It on Ginger.
Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time here on SkidRowStudios.com as well as iTunes.
Again. She's back.
Again, I'm back.
You've been here all day.
I got
Oh my God. It doesn't end because she's going to be on Nessa's show right after us.
She's on a marathon.
Josie, what do you think of the bling?
I saw the ring. I was going to ask you. Now, do you wear this to keep men away, or are you really engaged?
I'm in love.
As beautiful.
And this
you
ring
can't
symbolizes
miss
that.
Ring. Right. I saw it right away.
So blame it on gingers every day.
That's
really cool.
And my ring means that I'm in love. I will never fuck another man.
But
I have not in over 6 years. And women are a whole different deal.
Okay, so now we got some plastic wrap.
All right, Josie.
No, you're not going to pee, are you? You just talked about peeing.
No, just get your pussy out.
Josie, get your pussy out.
No.
Come on, Josie. Get your pussy out.
No.
Oh, come on.
It's ginger ring. You got to do it.
No, I'm not doing
Josie,
that.
Josie, would you do it on her show?
No.
I'll get mine out.
Okay, wait a second. Okay. So you're putting plastic wrap on your vagina.
Yes.
Okay.
It's like a thong.
It's a
saran wrap thong.
It feels like it would be a little sweaty.
Okay.
Oh, you're not going to pee. No, I'm not going to
do anything. No, it's for you.
You are so...
Oh, no, I'm not going down there.
Just touch it.
No, that's cool.
It's plastic wrap.
Come on, there's plastic wrap on it. Go ahead, touch it, Josie.
I am not touch, into girls.
Touch Ginger Lynn's twat. Vagina.
I never have.
If I put the saran wrap on my penis, will you touch
my
that?
My face there?
Just put your hand there.
I don't mind looking.
Go ahead, put your face there.
Nah, it's
Josie,
cool.
You're an actress. Josie, pretend you're doing something. What are you doing? You're the biggest.
Come on.
Put your face down there.
In between.
I'm not having my face there.
Can I put my face there?
You can pat
Mark
me.
Mark wants.
Can I put my face there? I can't, huh? Because he's there. Her boyfriend's right in the studio right next door.
If he wasn't, he
boyfriend, wait behind Josie. So you said you just started, so I can put my face down there, right, sir? I'm not going to do it.
It doesn't matter whether he says yes or not.
I was going to ask you next, but I just wanted to.
Thank you. No, it's a girl can touch it. It's covered.
Josie, well, why doesn't she do that to you?
Have you ever touched a pussy?
Huh?
Oh,
have you ever touched,
that's a good question.
No. A pussy?
I'm not into it.
You're not answering?
No, she's not into it. Well, you touched a pussy.
Probably at some point.
You've kissed a girl. You've admitted on the show.
I've kissed chicks before.
Okay.
I've never.
Do you not want to touch it through the saran wrap?
Listen. Listen to this. She's spanking her pussy. We know about that. Josie, you're familiar with that motion. You know about that, right?
Oh yeah, all girls know about that.
Right.
So.
Like a pet.
Right.
Just like men with theirs.
Right. So you're stroking your plastic wrap.
I am.
Okay. Do we have anything else going? Josie, you're such a party pooper. Last week you juggled topless. What are you doing tonight?
Well, everyone in town's seen my tits, and I've never been into going down there with chicks, you know?
Even the legendary Ginger Lynn? With the plastic, there's nothing here.
There's nothing there. John Holmes has been there.
Just keep pushing it. I know how she is.
Just touch the plastic. Just pet my plastic.
Okay. There we go.
Josie Cat is petting the plastic. Hold on. One more time.
Are my hands cold?
Hold on. Are her hands cold?
Very cold, yes.
Oh, wait a second. Cold hands. Okay, hold on.
You can't see anything.
I'm not seeing it. I know.
I could be anywhere.
Hold on, pose, Josie.
I could be on her.
That's what I wanted you to do. Just the audience doesn't know where you are.
Oh, that's
a good question. Are you into girls' asses?
No.
And we didn't even ask about butt sex, and we're out of time.
My ass is stinky enough.
Damn it.
Trust me, Josie, we know you don't wear underwear. Ginger Lynn is sniffing Josie Cat's rancid ass.
I've picked up puke from one girl.
It's nice.
Anyway, folks, it's time for the spank train. I can't believe it. When is the time, Joe? Ginger Lynn, you're so much fun. We're going to spank each other now. Everybody have a wonderfully creepy week. Ooh.
Josie, girl, you look so hot.